Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And welcome to one of those moments where you don't know what you're going to hear, because I didn't want to hear this amazing woman's story in advance because I didn't want to spoil the surprise either. I'm so excited that we have not just an amazing realtor, but an amazing real estate instructor on the podcast today, Kim Knapp from Jacksonville, Florida. Kim, welcome to the show.
Lee, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So I love hanging out with you and listening to you teach and all that you do and say, especially on social media when you have to rant. So I can only imagine that our listeners are going to enjoy you a fraction of that much. So tell them where exactly you're located, how long you've been in real estate, any of the little background pieces they need to understand what you're going to tell us today.
Well, I'm in the Jacksonville, the Northeast Florida, Jacksonville area. It is huge land-wise. I have focused my business is in Clay County, which is like Orange Park, Fleming Island, Green Cove, Middleburg. I've been in real estate now 18 years. I was born and raised in the Midwest and moved to upstate New York where I met my husband. We came down here, had a background in ministry. Had done a lot of ministry work, volunteer-wise, children's ministry, women's ministry, married couples ministry, homeless ministry, all of that. And when I got to Florida, I planned on getting my degree and going ahead and doing counseling. I ended up in real estate, which all that background has been very, very, very useful. Not going to lie.
So I had no idea you had a ministry background. How cool is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think people have a misunderstanding of what real estate is. And, you know, when I'm interviewing agents to get on my team, I tell them, I ask them, you know, why they're looking to do this. And if it's because of the money, I tell them, if it's only for the money, the people will get in the way and you'll never make it.
Truth, truth, truth.
The other thing is I moved to the Fleming Island area. We lived here, I don't know, 2 months. And I said to my husband, you know, what do you think if I get into real estate? And he's like, oh, you know, let's pray about it. Because my husband's like the slow and steady, stay the course, you know, which is good. Great balance for me. And, you know, he's like, that really wasn't in the plan. And so he's like, okay, let's pray about it. I said, okay, let's do it. And I decided to get into real estate. And I didn't know a single human. I didn't know anybody. Just the people I was, my neighbors or, you know, somebody brought me brownies or whatever. My first year in real estate, I sold $6 million. And it was just because I worked really, really, really hard.
So if you're a normal consumer listening to this podcast and you don't know what that $6 million means, I got to tell you, that means she knocked the cover off the ball, because most new realtors, if they're lucky, they'll sell a couple of houses in their first year, and the couple of houses they sell would not add up to $6 million worth of real estate. So that's seriously coming out of the gate with success, which is obviously driven by your incredible work ethic and also your ability to listen to people, which you have continued to really expand that and amplify that through instructing at this point, which I find to be the perfect thing for realtors who need somebody to whom to listen. They got to listen to somebody of quality, which is huge.
Well, I think that, you know, my first year in real estate, I mean, I always had a strong work ethic. I mean, I delivered newspapers when I was 12. I did tassel corn when I was 14. I mean, I just, you know, that's just how we were raised and how we were taught. But when I got into real estate, I didn't have a muddied filter. And, you know, I'll be honest, I went out and got the Danielle Kennedy book. You know, have you ever...
She lives in South America now.
Yeah. So I went out and got the book and I just did chapter one, chapter two. And, you know, it said, you know, go expireds, go, you know, work for sell by owners, do open houses, door knock. I just did it. I didn't say, well, I don't know. That's not really not for me. I just said, you know what? This is what somebody who's clearly way more successful and knowledgeable than I am, because I don't really know much of anything at this point. So I'm just going to do it. And I did. Before I got into real estate, my best friend, since we were children, she's out in California, and she had, about that time, sold a business that did online sales. They did sales, or not really online, but they did computer stuff sales. And what happened was the big boxes came in, and she really sold right before that happened. And I asked her, I said, okay, so you've had this very successful business on sales. If you could give me any advice, if you could just give me one important thing, what would that be? And she said, just be above average. And I was like, now, know my heart. At first, I was like, what? You know, did you just insult like most everyone? You know, I'm thinking in my mind, that's how I received it initially. And then we began talking, and she said, Kim, I'm just telling you, if you will do just a little more than everybody else, you'll be so far ahead. And years later, I came across a quote That is my mantra. Go the extra mile, because it's not very crowded up there.
I just wrote down that just be above average. I think that might be my new cover art on Facebook. And if anybody's listening to this, you know that I use my podcast for content and material, just as, to be fair.
Hey, rip off and duplicate. That's all.
Right? That's, okay. That's the best R&D out there. You've been in the business 18 years. You came from a cool background. You're an instructor and you run a team and you sell in a market that's got both urban, suburban, and rural components. So I'm totally intrigued to know what crazy angle you plan to talk about today. Because as you know, we do crazy good, crazy bad, crazy I can't believe it, crazy my heart broke. What's the craziest thing that you've seen happen in and around real estate while you've been conducting business?
The craziest thing? You know, I could say the craziest thing. I mean, I might give a different story for the worst thing. They don't get it. They have some Hollywood, whatever idea about what real estate is. But to tell you the craziest thing that ever happened was when I showed up at a woman's house that I had listed and we were closing in 4 days. I went by and to just check on her, see how it was going. And she didn't have one box. And I said, what's the plan here to get moved? Because and she didn't really have one. And, you know, I'd like to almost say she was like a crazy cat lady, but she only had one cat. But that's kind of how I would, you know, frame that up visually. So I came back to the office and I told two of my agents, my assistant called my husband, my daughter, who's grown, and my son-in-law, and said, I need your help. And they came over and we started packing this crazy woman, who by the next day had a friend come over and they sat very neatly folding towels and napkins very purposefully while we're packing. And then the next time I turned around, she's pumping up little red balloons with a hand pump. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, well, we're going to put these inside this glass curio kind of cabinet so that the glass shelves don't break.
Wait, what? I have to know, does that actually work? Because I've never heard of that technique.
Let me tell you what happened. It had glass sides and glass shelves. And I thought, you know what, at this point, we're working, we're knocking it out, we're getting this woman packed. I thought, you know what, be busy with your balloons, just stay out of my way, right? So they make 100 little red balloons, they fill it up, the guys go over it, put the dolly under the side. Now remember, it has glass sides and glass shelves. So what happens as soon as you tip it? All the glass shelves came flying through the sides. And I stood there and I looked at her and I said, you need to go. So now I'm popping 100 red balloons. I'm sweeping up all the glass, trying to get her out of there. Go to the neighbors, had a party that night. It was, I don't know what time of year it was, had a party. I ended up having four neighbors come back and help me pack her and get her out. The neighbors spent the next 2 days with me. We got her out, got her house cleaned. In the midst of it, I lost my Chanel sunglasses, which I would never buy a pair again. I was so pissed about it. A diamond out of one of my rings, but I got her freaking moved. And one of my friends went by and they said, oh my gosh, you guys, Team Nap is so awesome. Wait till I let everybody know. Not only do you sell the house, you pack and move people too.
Oh no, don't you tell anybody.
Oh no, 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 no.
I feel like it's an upcoming HGTV show called Real Estate Intervention, because I feel like you performed an intervention on this woman.
Oh, girl. Yeah, it was crazy. But I just, you know, in the early part of my career, and I think a lot of people who have been, you know, experienced a lot of success can say this, is I did what it took.
And you still do what it takes, but now you know where the boundaries are, frankly.
Well, exactly. You have different boundaries, you know, but I didn't have all those boundaries when I was new. And I would have agents come on my team and they don't, you know, our average price point's, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars. Now, do we have some waterfront? Yes. We have some land? Yes. But just average. But I would drive, you know, 20 miles across town for a, you know, $65,000 trailer when I first started. I mean, I couldn't be cocky about anything. What was I bringing to the table? And I get agents on my team that, you know, don't want to drive, you know, 5 miles for an $80,000 trailer. I'm like, who do you are? You know,
it's an honor. Every time the phone rings, it's an honor.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't realize, you know, people know people. This is, you know, you just got to do the right thing. Treat everybody the same. It all works out.
You just got to be above average. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
we're at church now. This is real estate church.
So freaking awesome. You know you're going to hear me say that the next time I'm speaking, right? And I'll give all the credit to Kim Knapp and her amazing mysterious sales friend from some sales company in somewhere. Okay, so I want to flip it around because we still have a couple of minutes before the episode's over. You're now in a position where you are doing a lot of work in realtor leadership. And by the way, thank you for all of that. And you're instructing realtors on how to, well, be above average. So what mm-hmm. would you say is the single biggest mistake realtors are making right now in 2018 in either their businesses or their personal lives?
I guess one thing is just being deeply invested in understanding, knowing what's happening in the industry and educating yourself continually. Because I think that solves the other things like pick up the frickin' phone. And that sounds so simple, but you know, text messaging is not a relationship. That's bring home the milk.
Exactly.
You know?
But, yes.
But if you can, you know, understand what's going on in this industry, property owners are not organized. We are their voice. And you need to tell that story to your customers that they understand that you're on the front of that, understanding what's going on in our industry and educating yourself continually on how to be better. I mean, that just don't ever stop learning.
Oh, so we can even call that put on the cloak of humility and realize that you are not the be all end all, because that all plays in together.
You know, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it a long time and I learn things all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm doing that, you know, so none of us have arrived.
But what you said about property owners are not banded together, but realtors are, that's one of those things. I wish I had known that earlier in my career because I wasn't aware and involved and engaged for the first 9 years of my career. And I work double time now trying to make up for lost time. I wish more realtors would hear this episode and know what they need. And in fact, I wish more homeowners and property owners would hear this and know that they can demand more from their representation, because the realtors who are doing what you said, they're educating and advocating and they're investing their time and energy and understanding the bigger picture, they are going to provide an entirely different experience to the people who engage them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when you get involved at that level, you look at your own value different. You understand it. People can't tell you what you don't know.
Right.
And so when you begin to understand it at a different level, you value yourself differently. People will respect you more. And don't say you're a leader if you're not leading anywhere. Don't say you are. That's BS. Either you need to actually do it.
I'm so proud of you for not naming any names there. That's the proof of what kind of leader you are, that you have some restraint. Rock on, KK, rock on. So, oh, okay. So anybody listening to this obviously knows they have an excellent choice now if they need anything in Northeast Florida, Jacksonville area. How can they reach Kim and Team Knapp?
They can reach me by calling my office at 904-637-0285 or my cell 904-334-7425 or teamknapp.com.
And of course, because y'all won't remember this and you've forgotten that it's K-N-A-P-P, we don't know who the other people are that don't have a K. So don't go to them for Jacksonville because they might be lovely, but they don't know Florida. So all of Kim's information will, of course, be in the show notes for this episode for your contact pleasure later on when you need anything. She's available. And if you're a realtor that's not in that part of Florida and you'd like to find out how you can learn from Kim, you should also reach out to her and find out where she's teaching, because I promise it's time well spent and every buyer and seller that you meet will thank you for you investing that time. Kim, thank you for coming on the show and thanks so much for all the zillions of things that you're doing out there.
Thank you, Lee. And same to you. Thanks for getting the word out and paving the way. I appreciate it.
All right. If you're listening to this, got your own story to tell. Maybe you had to perform a real estate intervention of your own, but I bet it didn't involve red balloons, frankly. You should reach out to me at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode. So make sure you subscribe for more, and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.